and had appeared to Simon. Then the two told what had happened on the way, and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. There's a painting in the National Gallery by an Italian artist called Caravaggio, and painted hundreds of years ago, and it's based on this story that we've just read. It's called The Supper at Emmaus, and I have to say, it's a painting that when I first saw it, I thought, wow, that really captures so wonderfully what happened on this occasion. So Jesus is sat at a meal table with Cleopas and his friend, the second disciple. And these two disciples are completely captivated as they sit there with Jesus. One of them holds his chair either side, leaning forward and just stares intently as he watches Jesus. And the other seems oblivious to the fact that his arms are stretched out like this as he also is there listening to Jesus in utter amazement. And Caravaggio has captured that moment when they realize that this stranger that they've been talking to, this guest in their home, is none other than Jesus, who had been dead but was now alive. It's a wonderful painting and really captures this moment so well. You see, nothing that these two disciples had ever known could match the importance of what they were hearing from Jesus on that day. Never had their hearts been so moved as when this man spoke to them. Everything that he said was making sense, and their very lives seemed to hang on his words. And then, when he took this bread and broke it, at that moment, they saw that this was Jesus. The man they'd been talking to was none other than Jesus, who'd come back to life. Earlier, they'd been kept from recognizing him. Their hearts were slow to believe. But now, their hearts burned within them, and their eyes had been opened. Everything now fell into place. And you know, this is what happens when someone comes to see who Jesus really is. And when they come to see that this man Jesus, who was crucified on the cross, is now alive. You know, we too can have some wrong ideas about Jesus, just like Cleopas and his friends, and even wrong expectations about Jesus. But when you see him for who he is, you see someone who is far more wonderful than you've ever imagined. Someone who can truly give life and hope. So I want us, very simply on this Easter day, to follow the story of these two on the road to Emmaus. And we want to see how they transition from their confusion and sadness into the confidence and joy that they have at the end. And I hope that we too can be like them at the end, with a confidence and a joy and a hope. So the story starts with these two talking. That's what we're going to think about first of all. They talked to Jesus. That's what they're doing. The first part of the story, they talked to Jesus. And Cleopas and his friends, they felt the need to talk. It had been an horrific execution of Jesus just 3 days earlier on the Friday. In their grief, in their bewilderment, they somehow needed to make sense of all that had happened. Maybe we've gone through something like that. A tragedy has happened in our life, a great disappointment, and we feel the need to talk, to somehow process all that has happened. And we like to have someone else to talk to, and somehow to try and make sense of what's gone on. Well, this walk from Jerusalem to Emmaus, which 7 miles might take them 3 hours, it was the perfect time for these two to really discuss what had happened. It was late afternoon, you can imagine, the lovely rich sunlight as they walk this hilly path, rocky terrain, Maybe others walking on that path as well. Some may be going back from Jerusalem home after the Passover celebration. Maybe a few local farmers returning after their day's walk, their day's work in the fields. And one of their fellow travelers joins them. They're walking along and this third person comes alongside them. And he wants to join in the conversation that they're having. He can see that they're very intense in what they're talking about. Something really important has happened. Now, they don't know that this is Jesus. We know it's Jesus, but they don't yet know. They don't know that Jesus had come back to life that very day. And so he asks them the question, what are you discussing together as you walk along? Now, we don't know if they really wanted to talk to this stranger or not, but he's asked them nicely, and, well, they find that they want to talk. But they are a bit amazed that this person doesn't know what's happened. And they stop in their tracks, and you can just imagine their faces so sad as one of them says, are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have happened there in these days? Surely you know about Jesus of Nazareth, how he was crucified. Surely you know. But Jesus gets them to talk more. He says, well, what things? And so then they unburden their hearts and they start to tell Jesus, not knowing that it is Jesus, and they start to tell him all what had made their hearts so heavy. They thought that this man was a stranger, and yet Jesus gets them to talk. And verses 19 to 24, if you have a Bible in front of you, really sum up what the two of them said. They start off by explaining what they thought about this man Jesus. They describe him as Jesus of Nazareth. Nazareth, of course, was the town where Jesus had grown up. And they believed that he was a prophet, powerful. He had done miracles, and he was someone that God had enabled to do these amazing miracles. But then they talk about how their hopes had been dashed because this powerful prophet had been crucified, handed over by the chief priests and the rulers, and killed by the Romans. But they had hoped, verse 21, that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. They had had such high hopes for what Jesus would do for them as a nation. He was going to set them free. And now he's been killed. So not only was there the tragedy of this awful death, but all their hopes had disappeared. But they're also confused, because there were these reports of the tomb being empty. And the angels who were at that tomb, the women had seen these two angels and had talked about him being alive, and they're just confused about what's going on. You see, Jesus' humiliating end just did not fit with the understanding of the Messiah that Cleopas and his friend had. If Jesus was the Messiah, why had he not overpowered his enemies and set Israel free? Surely, that day when they took him on trial, surely that was the time for Jesus to show his power and to free Israel from their enemies. But he hadn't. And yet, on the other hand, they're confused, because what about all those miracles that he's done? And what about these angels and the empty tomb? And so these two, Cleopas and his friend, that they're confused, they're sad, they're disappointed. And you know, when hopes are dashed, we too feel that sadness and disappointment. And we like to talk and somehow process all that's happened to us. Sometimes we can pin so much on our understanding of things and our expectations. We expect good health. We expect to have enough money. And when these things don't work out, we get depressed. Or we pin our hopes on things working out for us. That course that we do, that's going to open up new opportunities, but it doesn't. Or that job that we get, that's going to really help us, but it doesn't. Or that relationship that we have, and it doesn't work, and we get angry, and we get sad. Or we pin our hopes on the views that we hold. Views that ought to explain things, should explain life and death and religion. But we find that our understanding doesn't always fit with what actually happens. And we end up feeling confused. You know, Jesus got Cleopas and his friend to talk about what had happened, to talk about their understanding, their hopes. You see, I think what Jesus is doing here is trying to get Cleopas and his friend to see for themselves how wrong their expectations had been. They'd expected Jesus to be a political deliverer, to redeem Israel. We had hoped that he would have set Israel free, but now he's been killed. They're confused because their expectations and beliefs had been wrong. You know, those times when we feel confused, even angry or sad, disappointed, those are times when our views need to be challenged. Our view of life, our expectations. Perhaps sometimes we too need to change. Just as Cleopas and his friend, they needed to change. They needed a different view of what the Messiah would be. Well, we've seen them talking. Now, secondly, we see them listening. They listened to Jesus. First, they talked to Jesus. Now they listen to Jesus. You see, for all that they had been discussing together, Cleopas and his friend had not been able to make sense of it all. They were still confused. They were still sad. They did not know what to make of it. They needed help. It was time for them to listen. And they did listen. And Jesus did speak. And Jesus points out that they really ought to have known better. Look at what he says in verse 25. How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Their expectations of the Messiah were badly wrong. Because the prophets, in the Old Testament, the first part of the Bible, the prophets had foretold a Messiah who would suffer. And so Jesus says in verse 26, did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? He had to suffer. Cleopas and his friend just had not grasped that. Oh yes, they'd read the words many a time, but they had not taken it in. And so Jesus goes through the prophets, looking at their writings and quoting from them. Read here in verse 27, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. And as the three of them walk along this path, as the sun goes lower in the sky, Jesus opens up the Bible to them. The Messiah would suffer. And only after that would he see the success of his work and enter his glory. Though he would die, he wouldn't stay in the grave. But he would see the light of life. Perhaps Jesus went to the very first prophecy in the Bible, that spoke about the work of the Messiah. This is what God said to Adam and Eve right at the beginning, after they had disobeyed God. And God said in Genesis 3 and verse 15 that the seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head. The serpent is the devil. The seed of the woman, the descendant of the woman, would be Jesus, the Messiah. He would crush the serpent's head. Oh, they knew those words. But what they didn't remember were the next words, where God said not only that the seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head, but that the serpent would bite his heel. There would be suffering. Yes, he would be victorious over death, but there would be suffering. Or maybe Jesus pointed out how all the Old Testament sacrifices involved suffering. When the Israelites brought their lamb or goat to be offered as a sacrifice at the temple, that involved suffering. And these sacrifices were a picture of what the Messiah would do. He was the Lamb of God. He too would have to be offered as a sacrifice. That's what happened on the cross when Jesus died. He was dying as an offering, paying for people's sins, bearing the punishment for what people deserved. That involved suffering. Maybe Jesus pointed to specific prophecies, like in Isaiah. Let me read from Isaiah 53 in verse 6. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, he did not open his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And so the prophet there describes the suffering of the Messiah as he, like a lamb, goes to the slaughter. But then verse 11 of Isaiah 53, after he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. There would be suffering, but there would also be success. He would die like a lamb brought to the slaughter, but he would also rise and see the light of life. You see, Cleopas and his friend had grasped neither how bad nor how good it would be. The Messiah would have to suffer, but they didn't want to believe that. All they hoped for that he would have power. The Messiah would enter his glory, but all they thought of was the deliverance of Israel. In fact, Jesus would conquer death, not just Israel's enemies. Jesus would ascend into heaven. He would be the savior of the world, not just of Israel. It was far greater than they had thought, just as the sufferings would have been far greater than they ever dreamed. But as Jesus explained these scriptures to them, their hearts burned within them. Words that they had previously overlooked now became full of meaning. They were beginning to see that Jesus of Nazareth really had fulfilled these prophecies. You know, there are some people who, even when they're confused in their ideas, are still unwilling to listen. It's very sad. Proverbs 18, verse 2. Fools take no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing their opinions. You meet people like that sometimes, don't you? They don't really have much of an idea of what's going on. They're obviously confused about life and how to understand things, but they don't want to listen. All they do is express their own opinions. Well, I'm glad that Cleopas and his friend were ready to listen to this stranger as he explained the Bible to them. May we also be ready to listen to what the Bible says about Jesus. Their expectations had been based on their own ideas, not on what God had said. And so far from being a disaster, the death of Jesus, the death of the Messiah, was the very thing that God had foretold. He was the sacrificial lamb taking the sin of the world. At the cross, Jesus took on all the forces of evil. He faced death itself in this great battle. It was the greatest event in all of history, and Jesus was victorious. They listened to Jesus. I hope you too will listen to what the Bible says. Because as we listen to what the Bible says, what God has foretold, how God has explained things, we too can make sense of life and death. There's a third thing. First, they talked with Jesus. Secondly, they listened to Jesus. And then thirdly, they invited Jesus to stay. As they got nearer to Emmaus, Jesus didn't assume that Cleopas and his friend would want him to stay. And so he makes as if he's going on. He's not going to force them to invite him in, even though the sun is going down by now. We're told that the day is nearly over. But Jesus doesn't force them to invite him in. After all, he was a stranger. He told them how foolish they were. Not about you, but I don't like people telling me I'm foolish. And yet Jesus has said, how foolish you are. So he doesn't expect them to welcome him in. Look at what happens. As they approached the village, verse 28, to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. They wanted him to stay. What he had been saying truly made sense. They wanted to hear more. And so Jesus accepted their invitation. He goes into the house with them. He sits down at the meal table with them. And then he takes the bread. He gives thanks to God for the bread. And he breaks the bread and begins to give it to them. And suddenly, they recognize him. That moment, their eyes were opened. Must have been both shocking and wonderful. Shocking because they suddenly realized that this man that they'd been talking to for maybe 2-3 hours had been dead. I mean, it's quite shocking, isn't it? But it's wonderful because they can see that this man, Jesus, really is the person he's claimed to be. He really is the Son of God. He really is the Messiah who went to the cross as that sacrificial lamb to pay for sin. And what is more, he's alive. He has conquered death. Death couldn't hold him anymore. And even though it was already evening, they just had to get back to Jerusalem to tell everyone. But it took them a long time to walk to Emmaus because they were sad. When you're sad, you don't walk very fast. But now they go back to Jerusalem and they're glad. And when you're happy, there's a spring in your step. They were back in Jerusalem in no time. And they found the other disciples. And they told them. And they realized that actually the disciples already knew that Jesus was alive. Because they found the 11 and those with them assembled together, verse 34, saying, it is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon Peter. And then Cleopas and his friend told them how they too had seen Jesus alive and how he was recognized them by them when he broke the bread. You know, it was only after Cleopas and his friend had invited Jesus to stay that Jesus revealed who he really was. And why did they invite him in to stay? Because they were willing to have their ideas about Jesus challenged and changed by the Bible. Now they're willing to accept him. They invite him in. That's when they saw. You know, Jesus wants you to invite him in as well. Jesus spoke these words in Revelation 3, verse 20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. Jesus is alive. You can still know him. Well, you can't see his body because he's in heaven. He ascended into heaven. But he is alive. And in a similar way to which these two invited Jesus into their home, so you can invite Jesus into your life. He says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. And if you hear my voice, if you open that door, if you invite me in, I will come in and I'll eat with you. We can know that relationship with Jesus Christ. We can receive from him and have true living bread. For he is the bread of life. We can have eternal life from this one who overcame death. He rose from the dead because he had power over death. I wonder where you're at this morning. Have you even started to talk about your beliefs, your expectations, your confusion? I hope you'll do so. I hope you won't just muddle through life, never even trying to make sense of it. Cleopas and his friend, they felt the need to talk, to try and make sense of it all. Do you make sense of life? Do you make sense of death? Talk about it. And see where your confusion brings you. And when you've talked, then be ready to listen. And listen to what the Bible says. Because this is God's word. This alone is like a light to your path. This is where you receive the truth. This is where you have a true understanding. Cleopas and his friends, that their hearts burned as Jesus opened up the Bible to them and explained to them what the Messiah would do. And it was far more wonderful than they'd ever imagined. And you know, when you come to understand what God says to us in the Bible, you will see something truly wonderful. That God loves you. And that God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross so that you could be forgiven and so that you could have eternal life. We live in a culture that doesn't like to think about death, and yet it happens to all of us. We live in a culture that doesn't really like to think about God, and yet all of us knows that God is there. The Bible is what will give us sense and enable us to see the truth. And I want to really encourage you. Maybe you're at that stage where you've done the talking. You've realized you can't work it out for yourself, like Cleopas and his friend. I want you to move to the next phase and start listening. Listen to what God has said in the Bible. Start reading it. Come to church where it's explained. And most of all, I want you to do what Cleopas and his friend did. They urged Jesus, come and stay with us. You know, you can have Jesus staying with you the whole of your life. and he will then bring you into the glory of heaven when you die. Because he came into this world for you and me. He came so that we can have life. Not just so that we can make sense of life, but so that we can be given new life. He's willing to forgive. He's willing to be our Savior. Will you invite him in? Let's pray.